In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. St. Joseph City Commissioners are keeping their eye on legislation that's been proposed in Lansing to take away local authority to regulate short-term rental properties. During Monday's meeting, St. Joe City Manager John Hodgson told the body nothing new has happened recently with House Bill 4722, which is opposed by the City Commissioner and the Berrien County Board of Commissioners. He said lawmakers have grown tired of the issue, but the Michigan Municipal League has suggested action on the bill could resume again now that the state budget is finished. Commissioner Jeff Richards said some people might not understand why this is important.
The negative effects of short-term rentals are issues like noise, such as noise and rubbish, are properly dealt with through code enforcement under the same regulations applied to owner-occupied homes and long-term rentals. Those folks probably have not served on local boards where there are short-term rental issues in the cities and townships.
A short-term rental is a property like a house that can be rented out for a short period of time. The concern is that too many short-term rental properties will turn neighborhoods into party zones filled with vacationers and keep away people who want to live in the community. Hodgson said the City Commission will continue to get regular updates on the status of the legislation. Mayor Mike Gary said the city is not against short-term rentals, it just wants to be able to regulate them. South Haven Area Emergency Services is marking a safe swimming season as it has taken down the beach flags for the year. Shea says it launched this year's program with an emphasis on water safety through improved communications with the public about water conditions at the city's beaches after there were 3 drownings last year. The beach flags are usually flown from May 15th to September 15th, but this year with additional funding from the City of South Haven, the program was extended to September 26th. Shea tells us there were no beach rescue operations by the agency this summer, meaning South Haven had the safest beaches along the shoreline for the season. It thanked all of its partners for helping to make it a safe season. The Red Cross is facing an emergency blood shortage. Spokesperson Megan Lehman tells us the Red Cross needs anyone who can donate blood to do so. They have the lowest supply of blood on hand for this time of year than they've had since 2015.
One blood donation can save up to 3 lives. It takes about an hour of time, and you can walk out knowing you've made a big difference.
The reason for the low supply is many elective surgeries that were rescheduled after being put off due to the pandemic have been taking place. Also, donations have been down by about 10% for the past month. You can sign up to donate at redcrossblood.org. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.